It's a sweet stop in Wellsboro on our Community Connection this week to meet Aaron Roop of Highland Chocolates and Irene Morgan of Partners in Progress, a nonprofit organization dedicated to fostering the abilities of some extraordinary people. Aaron Roop begins the conversation.
As far as the chocolate, we use only premium ingredients. We have wonderful recipes that have been curated that are favorites throughout the community and even throughout the country. Many of our products have quite the following. But what makes us extremely special is our chocolatiers. Right now, we have 16 fabulous individuals who have various levels of disabilities, but I rather focus on their abilities because they are absolutely amazing.
To be able to go and to do something that you love, and I'm sure that every one of them absolutely loves delving into the chocolate every day.
The pride that they take in the work that they do is absolutely humbling. It is so wonderful to see. They love it when we give tours to people and they have the opportunity to share what we do at Highland Chocolates and the high quality, amazing products that we make.
And to you, Irene, how did this exceptional chocolate made by these exceptional individuals come about? What was the idea behind all of this?
Decades ago, our local county, our human service agency, did an exchange with some like individuals in Scotland. And the idea of creating a chocolate factory in Wellsboro came about through that relationship. So the county ran the business for many, many years. When they no longer were able to do that, Partners in Progress acquired the business in 2012, and we have been operating it ever since under our umbrella of various services and programs. All of our programs are under one giant umbrella of Partners in Progress. The chocolate factory is under there. We have a thrift store. We have residential services. We have employment services. The list goes on how we support our residents in Tioga County and surrounding areas that happen to have disabilities.
How did Partners in Progress come to be? How did that happen?
It was a group effort amongst some concerned community members and some family members that wanted to have an opportunity locally and nearby and within the communities in which our individuals live for them to work. So in 1997, we started strictly with employment services, and obviously over these last 25 or so years, we've grown tremendously and are able to branch out into many, many areas, ensuring that people with disabilities have the proper services they need and live the life that they choose.
Being a chocolatier seems to me like the ultimate life. Aaron, tell me what a day in the life is at Highland Chocolates.
We are blessed to have a lot of corporations put their trust in us and have us make their Christmas orders that they send out to their clients all around the country. So we're hard at work on that. Plus, we also have fun Christmas confections, including dark and white peppermint bark, a special bark that we do with Rice Krispies, with fun nonpareils, and a lot of different holiday molds that people look forward to purchasing every year. Everything is done by hand. We run things through our enrobers by hand. When they come off, they're weighed by our individuals. They're bagged by our individuals. They're labeled by our individuals. They're counted by our individuals. We are not a mass production type of facility. We're the type of business that you seek out to find something different. You're purchasing the hard work and the dreams of everybody that makes those products. I would challenge any employer to have employees that are as dedicated as our employees are. They love to have tours where they can directly share not only what they're doing that day, but the number of years that they have been employed by Highland Chocolates and all the different products that they're capable of making.
That must be so fulfilling to be on the giving and the receiving end of something like this, because you're getting a treat and it was made lovingly.
And then there's also having their own paycheck and having the freedom and the respect that comes from that type of role in their community as well. So besides just the joy of making chocolate, which is pretty amazing, they actually have a valued role in our communities.
When you hear these individuals are doing such great work at Highland Chocolates, when you know that they're getting a paycheck, when they feel that sense of accomplishment and pride, knowing that the product that they're producing is something that makes everybody happy, how does it make you feel, Irene?
It's obviously fulfilling our mission and our vision to the T. Our real primary goal is to ensure that any individual with disabilities within our service area is able to live the life that they choose, the way that they choose. And Highland Chocolates obviously plays a role in that, as Erin said, with our individuals being able to work, earn a paycheck, be contributing citizens in their own communities. They also are oftentimes famous because they're well known throughout the local communities in which they live, and everybody knows that they're a chocolatier, and they get asked a lot of questions about it and the magic of Highland Chocolates. And so we welcome you and anyone in your listening area or beyond to come and take a tour and visit and see just how magical we are.
There's a difference between a job and a career. These individuals, instead of going to a job, they've made a career of being a chocolatier.
Yes, most definitely. It's a skill set that not everybody has and requires concentration, a lot of fine motor skills, some insight as to when the chocolate is being cooperative and when it isn't. There's a lot that goes into making these beautiful little edibles.
Again, stressing the ability rather than the disability. There's an acceptance level. They are getting a paycheck. They're doing their thing.
Yep, just like the rest of us. Ultimately, our goal is to reach more people and share our story and our products with more customers. So I have some ideas on ways to reach out by improving our website, having a digital catalog to introduce our products to even more people, especially those outside of our area. Ultimately, it's growth, whether it be new products, new customers. The sky's the limit for us, but we are thrilled by the community support, and we are just looking forward to continuing to have a bright future.
Do you think that maybe an idea like this could rub off on other communities? Would you like to hear that happen?
We know that working with our individuals is a unique experience, whether it's in chocolate or any other venue that we do. It's almost like you catch a little fever and then you just want to keep going and going and going and expanding because the reality is we're more alike than we are different. And the individuals that we serve have wonderful things to contribute, whether it's in the work world, the recreation world, the day world, anytime. And having more and more people understand and accept and not be afraid and be peers that we know in our business to be so very, very important. And it's not just the person with the disability that grows and learns and feels better. It's all of those people that are surrounding them.
There are a lot of places that you can choose to purchase chocolate from. There are a lot of places where you can choose to purchase gifts for loved ones. But there's not that many places that make the difference that we do at Highland Chocolates. And I encourage others to really consider that. We're a bright light in Cuyahoga County, and I want to be a bright light here for years to come. So our goal is to introduce as many people to Highland Chocolates as we possibly can.
And how about you, Irene?
Our industry suffers from lack of professionalism, lack of acceptance of incredible work that our direct support professionals do on a daily basis. I'm encouraging everyone to take advantage of getting to learn in your own backyard what agencies are there, what services are there to serve people with disabilities. Get involved. You don't have to be employed. You could volunteer. You could donate money. Shop, as Erin is saying. Many agencies like ours have different types of small businesses that they use to train and employ people with disabilities and give them the leg up they need, whether it's to move on to other jobs or whether it's to stay employed there. Take a look around. You'll be just so pleased to see and certainly blessed to be involved with agencies like ours.
Irene Morgan of Partners in Progress and Erin Roop of Highland Chocolates. our nonprofit community connection from Wellsboro. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.